Sir Plumman, this is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. This is Sahak with Local Slash. We were speaking last week about the Google listing. How you doing?
Yeah, good.
Happy to hear that, man. How was your weekend?
Good.
Nice. So, yeah, you said to follow up on Monday, just giving you a call back.
Okay. I haven't even thought about it.
That's what I thought. It sounded like that. So, I mean, now that we're on the subject, I mean, did you have any questions or, I mean?
I am interested, I'll be honest with you. I'm just trying to,
maybe like a quick overview. I don't know if you recall our conversation.
Sure.
But.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind.
Yeah, no problem. So basically, what we do is anytime anyone is going to search for any plumbing service you provide, right, you can have up to 15 keywords or phrases. If they search within the Grand Rapids area, say that, 80-mile radius, you're going to pop up on the first page. Like, say when you search for, like, a restaurant near me or whatever it is, you see those top recommended that come up under the map, right?
Okay.
Right, so you'll pop up there.
Is this, like, a certain time of day, or is this 24-7
time? Anytime, yeah, as long as they're searching within your area for a service you provide, those keywords, you're going to pop up. So we make sure that you're there anytime someone's searching in that area for a specific service that you provide. So they don't have to know your business name, doesn't have to be a certain time of the day, you will always pop up. Now,
okay.
That's not the only thing we do. So you'll also be on Bing and a multitude of other listings as well, like directories. So like, Yahoo, Apple, Alexa even, for like voice-activated searches. So they don't even have to type it. Even if they did a voice-activated search, you're still going to pop up.
Yeah, I've been getting those calls.
Well, oh, nice.
I've been getting companies offering that service for those calls.
Oh, so not nice.
Like, no, not nice, because it's literally up the wazoo. And
oh, well, hopefully I'm a little bit better than the one that's crawling up your wazoo.
Well, I actually, you guys, it was a real person, so I was, okay, I'll listen.
Oh, so that is better.
That is better, because all the other times, it was a local number, which, I mean, I know you guys aren't local, but,
right.
I mean, I got to answer it, and, she was.
Typically, they use something of voice over internet protocol, so it's the internet that's calling, so a lot of times it uses a local number, and I'm sure you're aware.
Yeah. What was the local?
A local splash. Local as in the area, splash as in water.
Okay. Leading digital advertising agency. Okay.
Company itself has been in business about 18 years, going on almost 11,000 clients currently in the U.S. Are you already on the website? I can send you a text with the link.
Yep, I just.
You are? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'll actually send this to you just in case you don't get to it right away. It's our pricing page, but also it has our credentials there actually as well. So in the link I'm going to send you, of course, you're going to see the benefits at the top. We already know that. But in the towards the middle there, there's a part where it has Google Partner, and you'll see Google's logo there. If you click there, that actually takes you to Google's website, like you'll see in the URL, google.com/partners. And then you'll see our partnership with them, our accreditation, our spending, and all that good stuff. So you can actually see we are a legit company who has a partnership with Google. You'll also see the other things I was talking about, the credentials on the company, the years and everything. And at the bottom, that's the pricing of the original page, not on the Google page, but
okay.
I'm not sure if you went over pricing before, but I put you in for a credit, so it's actually a little less than what you're seeing there. Typically, the package I'm thinking that's going to work for you guys, it would usually be $299, $599 with a $299 setup fee, And then with the credit, it brings the monthly down to just $299, and then the setup fee is brought down to $99. So instead of it being like, what is that, $898, it would bring it to $398 for the initial payment. And that's for website or programming. It's just a one-time payment. So every one after that is still the $299 because it's just a one-time payment for the programming and the website. You guys already, you guys do already have a site, right? Or are you guys happy with the site or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So it would include a site if needed. But yeah, we can also just run traffic and analytics on the already existing site as well. Do you have someone hosting it?
Well, I pay some of these.
Okay.
The hoster. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like I said, I own the website. I don't. It's not a monthly or yearly contract. I mean, I pay somebody to host it, but.
Right, but you own the domain and the everything else, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. So if you already have someone doing that, fine. It is included in this if wanted or needed, but totally up to you. If you already have someone and you're happy with the results, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, I guess, so to speak.
Right.
For sure. But. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that we have it, so.
Oh, okay. So, so you also, all your local directories, first place listing on Google and Bing, you also have a tracking system, so we're able to track everything for you, see what areas you're being found in, the keywords you're being found for the most. We have an app we created called Splash Call, so you can see all this, see how it's progressing, where it might need improvement, switching out keywords or areas. We also do sponsored ads, okay, so Facebook or Google ads. I usually lean towards the Facebook only because there's a couple different reasons. So, one, they have really good conversions, and two, the clicks are only 10 cents, so even with a $100 budget, it goes a really long way. They also have a lot of great marketing tools, like, for instance, say like a typical client, right, they're searching, they find you on the first page of Google, but they don't call you in that moment. Now, later on, when they're in their Facebook, you know, looking through pictures or whatnot, your targeted ad pops up reminding them, hey, you were looking for a plumber earlier. Would you like to give them a call? They click on the ad, boom, call goes straight to you. I'm sure you're familiar with that. It's called retargeting. You and me probably even had an experience like that before, right? You're searching for something, you start to see ads popping up.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So that, as well as a tech team.
Yep. Isn't that going away, though?
The retargeting?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, you mean like people, they're phasing it out, you mean?
Yeah.
Possibly for some people, yeah, because obviously you can opt out of it. But as of now, yeah, they're still using it.
Okay.
I know it's annoying, believe me, I don't like it either. But it is effective, and it instead of it annoying you, it can make you some money.
I had heard, I don't know if it was Google that was gonna.
It was either Google or Facebook, I'm sure, one of the two.
Yeah, but I think they ultimately ruled against it, and yeah, I don't know, I just, offhand. So.
No, hey, I'm with you, I'm, because I actually have it turned off on my phone too, so I get, I'm with you on that. I looked it up on Google, like, how do you turn that off? So I get it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had to turn it off. They had, you thought you turned it off, but you actually didn't. So, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. So one other question. So you keep on mentioning, the budget for the Facebook ads. So what's that look like, as in, obviously, yeah, the $2.99 per month, the budget of 10 cents. So what does that $2.99 include then of that budget?
Yeah, I'll break it down for you. So the ad spends for, whether it was Google Ads or Facebook, are included in that $2.99. So 100 of it goes to your Facebook, the other, you know, the other part of it goes to your local SEO, everything else I listed. So there's no additional fees or ad spends included in it.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, that way you're not like surprised by it. Or have to pay something to Google or Facebook for the ads. No, that's included.
Okay. So it's Facebook or Google.
Yeah, so main difference, I'll give you the breakdown here. Now with Facebook ads, you get up to 50 miles, but with the specific targeting, we can still target some areas that are out there near, you know, those areas you want to touch. With the Google ads, it's up to 100 miles, but like I said, the budgeting is different. So I'll just give you so $299, right, for the Facebook package. Going with the Google ads would be $449. So it's a little bit more, but you get more range. But what I'm thinking is, like I said, you get more bang for your buck with the Facebook, and we can still target some of these areas that you're trying to touch, right? And now if you need up to the 80 to 100 miles, understood. That's why I'm telling you now, just so you have the option.
Honestly, it would be a max of probably 40 miles.
Perfect. Even better.
Yeah.
All right. So then we don't even have to worry about the Google ads then. Yeah. And like I said, the conversions are better on the Facebook and the budgets go farther. And it's just all around like more conversions, which is what we want anyway. So yeah, you're definitely good with the original one I quoted you.
Okay.
Oh, is that the kid?
Yeah. One of them.
Yeah, my son just turned a year in June, actually. So,
okay.
Yep. A lot to look forward to, I'm sure.
Yes.
Let's see. So as for what's also... Is it a newborn?
No, he's one year and 1 month.
Oh, nice. So
4 months. 4 months.
4 months. Okay, yeah, because mine just turned a year. It's about to be a year and 1 month.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah, so right there, around the same time.
Yep. All right. Okay, so let's see. Oh, it was on the phone. Okay. So you were thinking, what was it? It would be the platinum plan then?
So the one you're, yeah, platinum, exactly. The one that says $599 with the $299 setup. Yeah, that's the package we're talking about, but the price I quoted you is because of the credit.
Okay.
Because you guys are within your first 5 years, right? So you would qualify for the new in business credit, yep.
Okay. All right, 18 per month. All right, let me see here. So it's Google Business Profile, which I already have.
Yeah, and that's actually really good because that's one of the first things we do, and it takes up most of the time getting you on the first page, is the verification. Since you're already verified, you're going to be up there even quicker, yep.
Okay. The directory submission. So what sites in total would that be then?
So we've actually made some strides towards optimizing that. Now, you can have up to 67 if you want. The only reason that we're starting not to recommend them is because some of them get you spam calls. So right now we're focusing on just the main ones because we obviously do not want anyone getting spam calls. So I'll give you the main line ones, right? So, of course, Bing, Yahoo, Yelp, Apple, Alexa, let's see, I have a list here. We'll kind of go through some of the better ones. So some ones we were using, though, we have Manta, Yellow Pages, White Pages, BizWiki, Silex. I mean, 67 in total. It was a lot, but we're phasing them down just to the top, you know, and you can actually, you can have them all if you want, or certain ones that maybe you use or want to have.
Okay.
The CI with our technician, they can go through that with you. But I mean, you could be on any of them if you want.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm on.
We just try to optimize to get you, you know, real breathing people instead of solicitors and
yeah,
spam calls, right? For sure.
Okay.
And the Google business profile should be under Ferrer Plumbing. Is there LLC on that or? Okay.
No.
Yep, there it is. Okay, nice. And the hours of operation, everything, we're not changing anything, right? 8 to 5?
No, nope. Okay, so that was the other question. The easy callers, let me see here. Change here. The ads.
And have you guys done any marketing on the Facebook? You guys already have a Facebook business page as well?
Yes, we do. Just
looking for it. Yep. No? Okay, because they do optimize a page for you. Like, say if you even just had a personal page, they'll build you the business one and run the ads, or they can run it from your already existing one. It's included if you want.
Okay, excuse me. Okay.
Yeah, no worries. I'm actually kind of fighting something myself, so I feel your pain. I don't know if you can probably hear it in my voice a little bit.
A little bit. It was
a little bit, right? A little tinge there.
Not this past weekend, but last weekend. I don't know what I came down with, but it was...
Something wicked?
It felt like a hangover, but it wasn't.
Not quite.
It just felt like something in my throat, and it was like going up. And get out, and then just come back down. I was like, oh, okay, great.
Oh, yeah. I hate those ones where it's like you think you're on your way out, but then it hits you again. Like, oh, man, yeah.
And
I'm starting to feel something kind of the same, yeah. So.
Yeah, the Sunday,
no fun.
I was coughing and then just pounding. Yeah, my head was just pounding every time I coughed. I was like, this is...
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. Like, it's already bad enough coughing, but then when it gives you the head pain, too, it's like, so you're trying not to cough because of the pain? Oh. Yeah, that's the worst, man.
Yeah.
No fun.
Okay, let me see. All right, so the other thing, what is it? The ads, the daily, you guys don't do ads on Google?
So we do, we run ads on the GBP and the Facebook if you, Facebook for sure is included, but also GBP if you want. They optimize pretty much anything.
Okay. I'm sorry. Posts. You do posting on Google.
Oh, posting. Typically, they just do the ads. I can see about, because most people want to do the postings themselves, but most of the time, I mean, you can pick their brain about it. They're happy to help. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The tech, I mean.
Yeah.
It's like, this is an imaginary person.
Right. Somebody will talk to you. I don't know who.
Yeah, some person will be there, yeah. But no, your technician, obviously I'm the lead on the account. I would still be there through the process, but the technical side, you have your technician for picking his brain about keywords or, speaking of those, you can have up to 15, like I said, but on your Yelp listing, I'm about to look at that now. Is that correct? Or do you have all of them listed there, or do you have some others you'd want to add?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
For your keywords, You can have up to 15. I mean, is there any specific, I see just backflow services, water heater, installation, repair. You can have up to 15 though. I mean, there's, yeah. There's quite a bit here.
Honestly, Yelp.
No bueno. I've heard.
it literally keeps on telling me to add more, and I keep on trying because I offer more services, and
right.
it won't let me like save it. And I've talked to somebody about it, and
doesn't save, and then you have to keep doing it over and over and over. Oh my god.
Yep. And they said they got it, and I was looking again. Like, you guys don't have it. I understand it's software, but you guys are a software company. You know? So probably that's when I stopped. I got a bill from them. It was like $700 for a month, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, see, that's another thing I've heard is like sometimes like exorbitant amounts of money, but you're not seeing anything happen.
And I was like, okay. I'd better pay a little bit less. You know, and think that hopefully I'm getting something instead of paying an exorbitant amount and then just not even knowing at all.
Exactly. And that's why it's better you can be up there, but I mean, you're better with the free service because the paid service, I've rarely heard that work for somebody with the Yelp. I think it's mostly for restaurants anyway, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And us Midwesterners, we don't use Yelp, basically.
And you guys probably, I've heard the same from another person I spoke with.
It's huge on the West Coast, and it's big on the East Coast, but everywhere in the middle is Google, so.
Right, exactly.
Was basically with, because a lot of people are moving into the Grand Rapids area, have been and still are, from around, and so they are using Yelp. Just because that's what they know, so they'll keep on using it, you know, in Grand Rapids. So I was like, well, we can target those customers, you know, the new people that come into town. So
right,
yeah.
As they do.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, they'll optimize a Yelp profile for you if you want, but like I said, it's up to you what's wanted or needed. It's not like it's a, you know, the all and end all. You have to have it, you know?
Yeah, right. Okay. So that's the other thing. One of the things. I am open. I mean, I do emergency calls, but I just don't know how to list that on Google and stuff because...
Oh, for like the keyword. Yeah. So what I usually put is like emergency services.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like I said, the technician, what I usually do is have the technician actually recommend keywords that have high search volumes within that area for, you know, under the umbrella of plumbing. And then you get more searches that way.
Okay. And then two, I can come up with my own keywords as well.
I mean, we can actually do that now. So what I have listed on your Yelp is what I was going by, like just for my standard start, but we can phase them out. So backflow preventer certification, probably better. Do you have like a top 15 and then I can just list them? We don't even have to go by the Yelp listing.
Yeah, I would say, so here's a quick question. So, how it's searched is basically how is it going to be the exact words that is what pops up?
Yeah, so that's why it's good to be specific with some things and vague with others. Okay. So that's why emergency services is good, because then even if they just don't have to put the plumbing part, but you'll still pop up. So we can put emergency plumbing or emergency plumbing services. And again, like I said, the technician can actually give you the keys to that because he'll know exactly. But it's good to have a start for the ones that you want, and then we can optimize those, like picking his brain. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely backflow testing. Let me see here. Um,
Backflow testing, backflow installation.
Okay.
We'll do tankless water heater.
Tankless water heater, okay. Yeah, that's a good one, because you don't have to put repair or install, because you do both, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if they even type tankless water heater, you'll still pop up for both.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, what else? Oh, sump pump.
Sump pump, okay. Sump
repair, yeah. I feel like a lot of plumbers miss that.
Oh, for sure. Repair and install, or is it just going to be repair?
You can do both, yeah.
Okay, so I'll just put it as sump pump then.
Toilet repair and install.
Toilet repair and install, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of vague ones on there. What else? I'm just trying to get, like, specific.
Right, because that is good most of the time, being specific.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, faucet repair and installation.
Faucet repair and install, okay. Faucet repair, faucet install. So for those, I'm putting the specifics because you don't want to pop up just every time someone types toilet or faucet, I'm guessing. So probably just toilet install and toilet repair. Or, I mean, if you want, we can, because then you'll get more searches that way. Obviously, they don't have to click on it unless they actually do want, you know, an actual company. So maybe I will. Yeah, that's actually, okay. I'll just put toilet and faucet. Okay. That's good. Because then you'll have more keywords, too.
It can change. It'll change, too, correct?
Yeah, and we can switch them out. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Right. If it's not working out in that way, then we can be like, hey, let's just, you know, switch to the other one. Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
So let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you got 15 in total. So we got a few more if you got them.
Okay. Let's do drain cleaning. I know that one's.
That's a popular one, yeah.
Yeah, the popular, which everybody does it, so I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I'll put it in there.
But also, this is going to help, like, you showing up on the top with that service is better than, you know, you showing up where no one can see it. At least this is, right.
Right.
Okay. Optimized, you know, placement for that job.
Yeah, yeah. We can do shower or tub shower. Replacement or repair replacement.
Okay, so bathtub, shower. I'll just put, again, we're just going to go with the word bathtub and shower. That way you'll show up for, you know, whatever they're searching and then, yeah. And then again, we can switch it out if wanted.
Okay, okay.
Nine, so we've got six more.
Let's see here. Back to escalation. Do gas line repair?
Gas line repair? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Sump pump, gas line, sump pump, faucet, water line, oh, there you go, water line repair.
Water line repair, okay.
I mean, is plumber, plumbing?
Oh, yeah. Water? Yeah, I think both of those would be good, yeah, because anytime they put in plumber near me, because they use the word plumber, you'll pop up.
Okay, yeah, so obviously, yeah, put plumber in there.
And plumbing, just in case local, that's the word they use.
Company. Yeah.
Right, because then if you said, right, as long as they use the word plumbing, like local plumbing company, boom, you'll see, because, yeah, better that way. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 13. So we got two more, if you got them.
Water condition.
Like you had it for a second and then it,
yeah.
Oh, water
yeah.
treatment.
Yeah, yeah, water treatment, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Water conditioning, water treatment, yeah.
And then I'll put water conditioning just in case they do use that. And like I said, the technician can optimize those too for like the ones that are searched the most, but that's a okay. really great start. Now, what about the areas? You can have up to 12 that we can target that way. So okay. zip codes or cities, usually people use cities unless, you know, you're already going by zips that you have ready. But I think just for you should be okay with the cities, right?
Yeah, let me pull up the map here just so I can.
Are you looking to get jobs in your immediate area too? Grand Rapids would be a good start.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my immediate area would be Walker, Michigan.
Walker, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know how specific, you know, the algorithm or whatever is going to be.
So that's why we like to have the zips or the city names, because then we can target those specifically. So if they
okay.
type any of those words in any of these, like, you know, together, boom, like you'll pop up there,
up.
When, you know, when they're searching in that area.
Wait a second. I'll probably look up zip code. Oh, zip city USA. Let me try that. Try that one. Nope, that is not it. Oh, I don't really care about that. Let's see. Look at that. Code map. All right. Oh, wow. All right. Ooh, there's something like that. All right.
You got it? Nice.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. So how many zip codes can we have?
12. We can have 12.
12. Okay. Okay. So let's start off.
So give me the
here.
Top. The top 12.
49534.
Okay.
49504.
Got it.
49503.
Okay.
49507.
507, okay.
49506.
Got it.
49505.
Okay.
49525.
25, okay.
Let's see. We'll do 49321.
Okay.
Did I already say 49544?
I don't see it. Nope. So 49544. Got it.
Yep. And then let's see. We'll do. How many do I got left here?
So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 9, so we got 3 more.
Alright, well, we'll do 49418.
Okay.
49519.
Mm-hmm.
And 49509.
Okay, and like I said, we're going to be able to see with that tracking system how everything is doing in all those zips, so we'll be able to... If you're seeing a lot in one area, make sure to keep that. If you're seeing not a lot in this area, we trade that one out for another one, you know, so on and so forth.
Okay, okay.
That's why we like to have the tracking system, because it helps a lot, you know?
Right, right, right.
For sure. Let's see, so I think that's good for that. Now, what about, now for the verification, what was the address that you used to verify on Google? Is that the one, because it just says Grand Rapids and nearby areas. We're not going to list the address online, but I know Google does ask for one, so
yeah.
What was the address you gave them?
3368 Remembrance Road, Northwest.
Remembrance Road, Northwest, and that shows up as Grand Rapids 49534?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. And then this is a good number for contact for, you know, clients to contact you, the 828. Yep. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
All right. And then what's a good email for you, Anthony?
It'll be my name, Anthony at fairplumbing.com.
Fair.
I was looking at that the other day and I was really shocked at how many guys don't use a email service.
Oh, like for their
Yahoo.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, on that note, yeah, most people, I'm seeing a Yahoo or a Gmail. Very rare,
yeah.
I'll see one at their website. Yeah, most people. I feel like it looks way more professional with the
yeah.
at my website, right? It's more legit.
Yeah. I was like, for whatever, $20, I don't know what it is. I'm sure it's more than $20, but, you know, for the...
No, some people,
whatever,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It month,
it's usually, what, 20 to 40 or something? Yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I just...
Not a lot. Not enough not to do it.
Yeah, I think it was like $200 or something for 2 years or 4 years, something like that.
Yeah, there you go. Something like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's at least between 100 to 200, something like that.
Yeah. And I was just like, well, you know, I'm just myself, but I want to look professional at least. I can't be too bowed up.
Right. And then, okay, so this is the thing. When people search, right, being on the first page, of course, is important. But how are you going to stand out between those other guys that you're in between, right, on the
yeah,
top page?
Yeah, exactly.
One
exactly.
main thing, of course, the website, but also an email that goes along with the website, your reviews, you know, so on and so forth. Because, I mean, just like me and you search, right, what are the first things we look at? Oh, they have a website. Okay, here, let me see the reviews. So it's really good you have certain small things like that to stand out even more. Like, very important.
Yeah.
So all the better.
Yeah, I'm not much of a reviewer guy. I'll read them, but I think sometimes, yeah, they can definitely be used against the
oh, yeah.
The company. So I just...
For sure.
You know,
yeah, it's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah
right. It is. But, you know, way of the world, right? So it is what it is.
Yeah. I actually got a good, I just met him a couple months ago, but he was a general contractor that was looking for a plumber, and he had already like three that he called and they never showed up. And
oh, really?
He had a problem with some other ones, and I go, hey, so how'd you find me? He goes, I don't know, I'm just looking on Google and you were on the first page. So I don't know what you're doing with your advertising. I was like, dude, I'm not doing anything.
Right, like, that's
I just know that
all
I need
organic.
Yeah, I need a website, I need reviews, and something else, but yeah, oh, posting, yeah, being relevant, but.
Right,
yeah, like,
searchability,
I knew that,
relevance,
but, yeah.
Professionalism, whatever you want to call it, so.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, it all has to do with Google these days. Most people are just like, oh, he's on the first page of Google. He must be good. Like, whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well,
like, for me, it's just
like, look for him.
Right. Exactly. But if you just took a little bit of time to actually search farther maybe than the first page, you know, you'd find you or some other companies that are actually really good.
Yeah.
But like we said, it's what it is. I think that's good for that part. The technician can handle the rest of the keywords in the areas, but now for the billing address, that's the same, the 3368?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And then the payment method is like a Visa or a MasterCard?
It would be, I think, a MasterCard.
Okay. And then that's the business name on there, or it'll be Anthony Ferrer?
It'll be Anthony It's actually Anthony Vanderhyde, so I gotcha.
Oh. Okay. That's a good thing I asked. Can you spell that for me?
It is. V-A-N-D-E-R-H-Y-D-E.
H-Y-D-E. Okay. And then, now, I know, obviously, for the name everywhere else, though, is it going to be Anthony Vanderhyde, like, across the board? The Ferrer is just another name?
Yes, there is just another name. It's the name of the
company. Okay.
I had Vanderhyde is taken for a company name, so
Okay. That makes sense. I was wondering about that. I'm like,
in my area at least.
Right. Which is where you want to show up. Yeah. So I was thinking, okay, Ferrer Plumbing must be his last name. See, that was my mistake. I assume.
No, that's
and we all know what happens when you assume.
Well, yeah. Actually, that's what I wanted. That was my intention. So.
Yeah, that is a catchy name, Vanderhyde Plumbing. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
My intention was to make it feel like family-owned company. You know, so I was trying to make it feel that way. I think people feel a lot.
No, and that name definitely reflects that. For sure.
Yeah, like that.
100%.
Yeah, they're both Italian names, so I was like, well, that works. Anthony, yeah, more Italian. Vanderhyde's a little more Dutch, but, you know.
Yeah, more of the, exactly. But, hey, yeah. I mean, you can only take what's already available, right? Like,
yeah. So.
But no, it's still a great name. I just had to mention that because I was like, I really like that name. Yeah. Vanderhyde, that's a cool name. Okay, so you said it's just a personal card, not a business card.
Yep.
And then it is a MasterCard, right?
Yep.
Right. Okay, so, and then go ahead with the go ahead.
So it'll be $398 this month. Correct.
And then every month after is still the $299 because that $99 for the programming and website, you know, if needed, are a one-time payment. Exactly.
Okay. Just double checking that. So, all right.
No, of course. And you'll have all that in writing too. Like once I process, it sends an invoice through text and email. We'll go through that real quick. There's one other quick step and you're good to go.
Okay. All right. I am ready for the number.
Go ahead whenever you're ready.
It'll be 5178.
Sure.
0585-7502-5773.
So just to confirm, that's 5178-0585-7502-5773.
Yep.
Okay, got it. And then the expiration?
0324.
And the number on the back?
062.
Okay. Got that.
No.
What?
Okay. You said the number on the back, which, I mean, you're not wrong, but there's, I think, a lot of credit cards are going to
the
back. Right.
Yeah, I guess that's my mistake again. Yeah.
No.
Like I told you before, I'm a little zonked out with the sickness thing, so that's probably why. Because I've been saying that a lot on the back, so maybe it's like
everybody associates with it. So
right, no, because it's like a thing. It's like we're programmed with it, like the number on the back, you know, like
because
that was typically how it's been for so long.
Yes, yeah, I think still some cards still have it on the front. I got some maybe debit cards, because they had debit cards.
Right.
On the front, but.
Yeah, exactly. And then on Discovery cards, it's different too. So it just depends, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the Discovery cards, it's like, yeah, exactly. So we're also going to set up a security question for you. There's three options. So there's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay.
What's a good one?
We'll do, we'll do the first pet's name.
Most people do. That's funny. I was wondering if you're going to.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the name?
Wyatt. W-Y-A-T-T.
W-Y-A-T-T. Okay, got it. What type of dog was that? Or was it a dog?
Yeah, he was a Bernese Mountain Dog.
Oh, nice. I had a Australian Shepherd. I don't know if you have any experience with them, but they're the ones that herd like animals,
crazy.
So they have like crazy energy. Oh, my gosh. Like, hard to even keep up with them. Like, it was...
Yes.
Crazy. Luckily, we lived on a big farm, so it was able to get his yayas out. But oh my gosh, was crazy. Yeah, like he's just like, okay, calm down. Like it was like a circus dog. It'd do like flips or something if he wanted it to. Like it was crazy.
Funny.
Yeah. Okay. So gonna set this up here. It just takes a quick sec. Then, like I said, once I process, that's gonna come through on your online banking, of course, first. But then your invoice is going to come through text and email. Now, I think you'll get the email first, but I'll send you the text because it's usually the easiest way to access it because it just has a direct link. So I'm just loading this thing up here. And then one other quick step, and you're you're on your way here, I promise. Appreciate your patience with everything. I know.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's sometimes a little bit of a process, but.
It's all right.
Appreciate it. Let's see here. There we go. Okay. Okay, so about the process now. Let me just make sure I have everything correct. Always important. So Anthony is typical spelling, right? A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Vanderhyde, V-A-N-D-E-R-H-Y-E-D-Y-D-E, sorry. And then we have the correct address. Got everything else. Okay, so we should be good. One sec here. Yep, okay, so you'll see that come through now. Time. Oh, there we go. Okay. So you'll see that in your online banking, of course. And then the email, I think, should auto send, but I'm going to send you the text because, like I said, much easier and much faster. Yeah, you'll see that come through any second now, the text.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead and click on the link there. That'll take you inside. Take a quick look, of course. Let me know if you have any questions. It's very straightforward, but, you know. Then once you get to the bottom, there's going to be two things. So, one, there's a box that you click that says, I'm the authorized user. And then right below that, the empty space to type your name. Once you've hit the box and put the signature and hit confirm signature, that should take you to our website, and it'll ask for your username and login, like your password, sorry. That you're going to receive within 7 days, because most likely I can set you up with the technician today. Can you speak with him later today? Do you have time? Or sometime today? Or tomorrow morning, if not, or later this evening?
What time tomorrow morning?
Anytime. Let's see what we have open for, today. So we got 11, so let's go with 12. So 12, 1, 2, I mean, pretty much any time today or tomorrow. What's a good time for you? Can you do it any time today, or is tomorrow going to be better?
Tomorrow's going to be better because I need to get to a call here shortly.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and we're almost done, so I promise. Tomorrow, let's see. So we are in.
Are you guys in?
Yeah, we're in Pacific.
Okay. Still there? I lose you? Hello? I don't know if you muted yourself or what. There we go.
Oh, was it giving you some trouble?
There we go. Yeah, there we go. All right. If you muted it or something. Okay. So you said Pacific time zone?
Yeah, Pacific. So we start at 7, so it'd be 10 o'clock earliest time, and then any time after that, we're pretty much all the way open tomorrow.
Well, I guess we could do today then. What would be the latest time today?
So 3 would be the latest, meaning 6 o'clock your time.
Oh.
Sorry, 5 and 6 today are all filled up. Have to be 4, so is 4 okay, or tomorrow better?
Tomorrow would be better.
Okay. Like 5 or 6 tomorrow?
Yes.
6 better or 5 okay?
Do I have to be in front of a computer?
No, just your phone. They can do everything from the phone.
Yep, 5 is fine.
5 is okay? Okay, I'm setting that up here. Let's see, local splash. Oh, and then let me know once it takes you to the login on our website. And then we just got one other quick step and you're on your way here. Just adding your email. Sure, you just sent that to your email for the confirmation of the time with the tech. Okay.
All right, so I'm at the username and password.
Okay, so that means we're good to go. Let me just double check on my side. Yep, okay. So you're also, you got a text and email with the verification. Just ignore the verification part because obviously you're already verified. But you also got your invoice should be in your email now. Now the last step is just our voice verification. It's to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and to ensure the accuracy of the order and of course an added form of protection for you. So I'm just going to do that now. Let me know if you have any questions or need me to review or anything. It's very straightforward, but you know, just in case. Now welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Fair Plumbing.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Anthony Vanderhyde, owner-operator.
Okay. And you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct? Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Not only the verification, but of course, you know, everything during the process. So, as a result of increased visibility as well, just be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash, but that's why I set up that security question for you, because you'll be provided with a security question to verify the calls coming from us and not another company, and other calls you can disregard. Now, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let the technician know of any additional online marketing efforts that you might do with another firm during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, July 31st. And a non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st, okay, or 30 days from today, in the amount of $299. Okay, that's the recurring payment. You may just continue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'm going to text you here at the end of the call to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that is it. You are good to go. Now, did you get the email with the confirmation of the time with the technician as well? All you have to do is just confirm. It's like an RSVP, you know, that goes along, like it's like a Google Calendar invite.
Yes. Yeah, I got the email. I did not get the receipt, though.
Oh, the invoice?
An invoice, yeah.
Okay, yeah, definitely should be in your email.
Invitation, but I did not hit.
I'm going to resend it just in case. You might see 2 eventually if you find it, but whatever. I mean, 2 better than 0, right? Here, let me just send you. I'm going to resend it to you here. Local Splash. Initial invoice. Not good. Send. Okay, that should be there. Should get that shortly. Okay. And then let's see. So you got that. You got the verification. You can disregard that. You'll also have the time with the tech. If you just hit yes on the RSVP, the tech will do the same, and then you're set up for tomorrow at that 5 o'clock time. Now, I'm also going to text you from my direct line, because then you have my contact info, because I'm still the lead on the account. The technician, of course, is like your go-to guy going forward for all the technical part, but You know, just in case you need me or have questions, or if just another, in case you don't see that still, you know, once we get off the line, let me know again and I'll have to text send another one because I'm not sure why that didn't send, but, let's see here. Just gonna write out this text real quick if you need anything. The same number that Tech will call from tomorrow evening. Okay. So you are all good to go. I'm sending over that text right now. You should get that any second. Other than that, it was great talking with you. Thanks for giving us a try. Welcome to the team, most of all. They're going to call you within 30 minutes at 5 o'clock tomorrow to get you started. Now, did you get the text? Because if you still don't have that email, let me know, and I'm going to have them resend that, okay?
Okay, yeah. I got the text.
And if you don't see the email, let's at least wait, you know, a minute or two after the call. But if you still don't see it, just please let me know, and I'll have them resend that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Other than that, I mean, you're all good to go. They'll call you tomorrow evening and get you started, okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Appreciate the time, Anthony. Have a good day.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye.